Saturday evening to everyone out there. Thank you so much for joining me here on this special abbreviated and early edition of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. As always, I'm your most humble and appreciative host, Maria Wall. And for those of you, unless you've been living under a rock or on some far, far away planet, you're aware that today was Whitney Houston's homegoing celebration. And tonight, as I said, is an abbreviated 15-minute show because I just want to talk about some of the people who've been making some very, for lack of better word, ignorant comments in reference to Whitney, her life, and how she died. So tonight, this show is pretty much for those of you with the small minds and the big mouths. So I just thought tonight that I'd give you some biblical brain power, so to speak. Because, you know, in Exodus 20:16, it says, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." And okay, some of you are probably saying, Whitney wasn't my neighbor. She was living better than me. Okay, I'll accept that. So let me go a step further. Proverbs 19:5, which is my inspirational vitamin for tomorrow's Sunday morning meditation, is a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he who breathes out lies will not escape. So let me ask you this. When it's your time to be laying out straight and boxed, what will people be saying about you? If you could be in that room in spirit, what would they be saying about you? Will they be saying what a great person you were and how perfect you were? Because I can tell you, all of us have fallen short of the grace of God. Or the rock, or whatever you believe in, we've fallen short of that grace, and no one's perfect. Because if we were, we would not be here, hanging around with all of these imperfect creatures. So, it's amazing how you talk behind people's backs and their lives that you know every day, but you don't have enough credence and guts to say it to their face when they're living and right in front of you. Whitney had her demons. And unfortunately, you know, she wasn't strong enough to face them head on. Not everyone wins the battle. There are days when I know, or I feel like I may not win my battle, but I keep fighting. And one thing about Whitney that everyone said today, Whitney kept her Bible and her God with her at all times. And, you know, with what I do with the nonprofit, I come across a lot of people. And I've met a lot of people who are on the streets or wherever, but they can spit some of the best biblical knowledge out there. And in the same breath, I know people who can quote the Bible forward and backwards and anywhere in between. And they're some of the worst people that I know on the planet. I believe that Whitney had God with her. I believe that she really did have God with her. And he was with her when she slipped beneath that water. Even though some of us may think that she died alone, she wasn't alone. God was there with her. When she took her last breath, he was there. So never believe that she was alone. She's in his grace. I believe that. And there may be some people out there that get on the pulpit and put on their fancy robe tomorrow and say the exact opposite. But it's not my place to judge her. Just like it's not that person who's going to be on the pulpit tomorrow's place to judge her. Because so many of us are doing our dirt, it just hasn't come to light yet. So never, ever, ever point the finger until you've pointed the finger to the person that you see in the mirror in the morning and admit to their faults and their wrongdoings. None of us has any right to judge. We were not there with Whitney on a daily basis. We were not there in her final moments. She provided us with timeless music, some beautiful movies, and she wasn't a bad person. She just fell to the temptation of some very bad people and things. It was a beautiful, beautiful ceremony today. I mean, had it been mine, I could not have asked for a more beautiful ceremony. And when they lifted her up at the end and carried her out on their shoulders, when the pallbearers did that, I thought it was the most beautiful thing. And again, to those of you with the small minds and the big mouths, what are they going to do when it's your turn? Are they going to be laughing and joking about you and saying all the things they wouldn't say to your face when you were alive? Would that be okay with you? I doubt it. So if it's not okay with you, why would you do it to her? Respect is something that many people have to work on. And some of you just hate for the sake of hating. Some of you are leaders. You like to cause ruckus and riots. And the rest of you are just mindless followers. So that they won't talk bad about you. You just laugh and grin. And you jump on whatever bandwagon is going. You know, when I get on Facebook, I see a lot of small minds. That's why my circle is small. I don't need 5,000 idiots on my friend list. I keep a select few people that mean something, that have worth and purpose, and they march to the beat of their own drums. Stop being followers. Whitney never did anything to you but provide you with wonderful entertainment. So don't talk about something you know nothing about. Close the mouth, make those lips smaller, and expand your mind for once, instead of doing the opposite. None of us is perfect. We've all had our demons. We've all fallen short. So with that said, we're going to end the last few minutes with some Whitney tunes. But as always, I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough smiles to turn that frown of yours upside down, and enough strength and courage to face whatever may come your way this week and beyond. Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio is brought to you by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. If you ever need to reach us, our address is Post Office 72 in Randallstown, Maryland. And of course, if you'd like to write, or email rather, it's contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you need to call, our number is 202-618-2556. Special shout out to the Women of Wisdom and Worth, the WOW organization, and a special thanks to NNSJ Snack Bar, one of our biggest supporters. As always, I am your most humbled host, Maria Wall, and I'll see you all back here tomorrow morning for our regular Sunday morning meditation. And we're going to end with one of my favorite Whitney songs, Jesus Loves Me, from the Bodyguard soundtrack.
Yes, Jesus, love me.
Rest in peace, Whitney. You will be missed. Until next time, thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and I'll see you all back here next week at our regular time. Until then, be blessed. And remember, what will people say about you?